I want to start with a feeling, a very specific, and let's be honest, a pretty painful moment that I think everyone listening has probably gone through. It's not the test drive. It's not looking at the shiny cars in the showroom. It's that moment, maybe 2 hours in, when the salesperson stands up, takes your info, and says, okay, let me just go run these numbers by my manager.
The walk to the tower.
Exactly, the walk to the tower. And then you just sit there and you wait. 10 minutes?
Yeah.
20? You have absolute no idea what is happening in that little glass office. Mm. You don't know if they're actually running numbers or just trying to make you sweat. It's the ultimate black box.
Well, it's designed to be a black box.
Oh.
That uncertainty. It's a feature, not a bug, of the old model. It's all about leverage.
Right. Well, according to the source we're diving into today, that black box is being smashed wide open. We're looking at a document called The Digital Revolution of Automotive Dealerships, but we're zooming in on one specific part, a subtitle that I think changes everything about that waiting game. Inside the Shift to Online Vehicle Deal Building.
And that phrase deal building is doing a lot of the heavy lifting there. It's easy to just gloss over it. But the source argues we're moving from just shopping for a car to actually remotely structuring the deal.
Okay, but hold on. I have to play skeptic for a second here. We've been shopping for cars online since, what, the dial-up days? I can go to any dealer website right now, see a price, click a button. So why does this source call it a revolution? It kind of feels like we're just putting a better face on the same old thing.
No, I get the skepticism. I do. We hear words like disruption and revolution for like every minor app update. But the case this source makes is that what's happening now is structural, not just cosmetic. And to get why, you have to look at what online shopping has always been versus what deal building actually is.
Okay, so break that down for me, because if I'm looking at a car on my phone, to me, that's shopping.
Think about the information you actually see when you shop online. You see a picture. You see a sticker price, the MSRP. Maybe there's a generic calculator that gives you a monthly payment based on, you know, a perfect credit score and zero taxes. That's shopping. It's just browsing a catalog. It's passive.
The window shopping, basically.
Exactly. But deal building, and this is the concept the source is really unpacking, is about digitizing the transaction itself. All the logic that used to live only inside the sales manager's computer. We're talking penny perfect payments that account for your specific credit tier, the real equity in your trade-in, the local taxes for your zip code, and that whole confusing world of rebates and incentives.
So it's not just an estimate, it's doing the actual math that happens behind that manager's closed door.
It is moving the desking process, that's the industry term for it, from the dealership's private server to your laptop. And that's revolutionary because it kills the asymmetry of information.
The asymmetry being they knew the real numbers and I didn't.
That's it, precisely. In the old model, the dealer holds all the variables. They know the buy rate on the loan versus the rate they offer you. They know the actual cash value of your trade-in, not just what they show you on paper. When you move deal building online, the algorithm, well, it has to show its work. You can't have a computer program that pauses for 20 minutes to check with a manager. It just calculates.
That sounds great in theory, but is the technology really there? Because I've used some of those online tools, and then I get to the dealership, and they basically laugh at me. They say, oh, that online price, that didn't include the destination fee or the dealer prep package.
And that gets us to the most critical and honestly the most interesting part of this whole source. The subtitle isn't the era of online deal building. It's inside the shift.
Ah, the messy middle.
The incredibly messy middle. This is where the source spends most of its time, really, analyzing the friction of this transition.
Yeah.
Because you're right, we're in this state where the technology the consumer is using often outpaces the dealership's own internal systems.
So you've got a situation where the website is writing checks the dealership can't cash.
Or won't cash. I mean, think about how complex their back-end systems are. These dealerships run on what's called a DMS, a dealer management system. A lot of these are legacy systems. They're basically updated versions of software from the 80s and 90s. And then you have this slick, modern digital retailing tool on the website.
They don't talk to each other.
Often they don't. Or they talk, but imperfectly. So you, the customer, you spend an hour at home, you put in your VIN for the trade, you upload your driver's license, you pick your loan term, you hit submit, you think you have a deal.
And on the other end.
On the other end, that deal might just show up in their system as a generic lead, just a name and a phone number.
Yeah.
Salesperson has no idea about the work you did. So you walk in and they grab a blank sheet of paper and say, so what can I help you with today?
Oh, that is infuriating. That's actually worse than just doing it the old way, because now I feel like my time was completely wasted.
That is the definition of being inside the shift. And the source highlights this exact friction point as the biggest hurdle. It's not that the customer doesn't want to do it online. It's not that the math is impossible to code. It's this integration gap between what you see on the website and the reality on the showroom floor.
But there has to be more to it than just like software bugs, right?
Yeah.
Like there's a human element.
Yeah.
If I can build the deal myself, doesn't that threaten the livelihood of the person sitting at the desk?
Now you're getting to the nerve.
Yeah.
This is the cultural revolution that the source is talking about. The traditional car sales model is built on control. The salesperson controls the conversation. The manager controls the numbers. The F&I manager, the finance and insurance person, controls all the final paperwork and the upsells.
The protection package pitch.
Yeah. And let's be real, that S&I office is a massive profit center for them. It's where they sell the extended warranties, gap insurance, tire protection, all of it. In the traditional flow, you're trapped in this tiny office, you're tired, you just want your keys, and then they hit you with the menu.
For just $5 more a month, you can have peace of mind.
Exactly. Now imagine moving that whole process to online deal building. You're on your couch, maybe you have a glass of wine, you see the extended warranty offer on your screen. You can Google it, you can read reviews, you can do the math without someone breathing down your neck.
The pressure just evaporates.
And so does the conversion rate on those high margin products, mm-hmm. potentially. That's why a lot of dealers are so hesitant to fully embrace this. It's not just about selling the car. It's about protecting the total profitability of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
If you let the customer build it, they tend to build a deal that's leaner, cheaper, and more rational.
So the revolution is basically a battle between the rational, data-driven consumer and the emotional, pressure-driven sales model.
Yes. And the source argues that the shift is inevitable because our expectations as consumers have been set by literally everything else in our lives. You can get a mortgage online now. You order groceries online. The idea that you have to spend 4 hours haggling for a commodity product like a mass-produced SUV is just becoming culturally unacceptable.
Mm-hmm. I want to go back to the mechanics of this deal building for a minute, because I think a lot of people just assume the price is the price. But the source says deal building is actually multivariable. What's happening in the engine of these tools?
Sure. It's basically a dynamic equation.
Mm.
In the old days, they called it the four square price, down payment, monthly payment, and trade value. The dealer would manipulate one to hide what's happening in the other.
Oh, I can get you to that monthly payment, but they've just extended the loan to 84 months.
Exactly. These digital deal building tools expose the sliders for all four variables at the same time. So if you're on a site that does this well, and the source points out that not all of them do, you can literally slide the down payment bar up and watch the monthly payment go down in real time. You adjust the credit score toggle, the interest rate changes.
It creates a feedback loop.
It creates context. And it creates what the source calls a transactable offer. That's a really key term. A lead is just, you know, an expression of interest. A transactable offer is a financial structure that is mathematically sound enough for a bank to actually fund.
So if I walk in with a transactable offer, the conversation shouldn't be, how much do you want to pay? It should just be, where do I sign?
Ideally, yes. The source describes the future role of the dealership not as a place for negotiation, but as a place of verification and fulfillment. You show up, they verify your trade-ins conditions, is what you said it was online. They verify your identity, you sign, and you leave.
Verification and fulfillment, that sounds boring, but in a good way.
Boring is efficient. Mm-hmm. But here's where it gets tricky again, that trade-in variable. The source identifies this as the single biggest point of failure in the whole digital deal.
Because everyone thinks their 2018 Honda Civic is in excellent condition.
And the dealer knows it has a cracked bumper and kind of smells like wet dog. This is where the digital world smacks right into physical reality. A computer can calculate a loan to the penny. It can't smell the inside of a car.
So how does the revolution solve for that? Do we just upload some photos and hope for the best?
Well, we're seeing AI tools now where you do a 360-degree walk around with your phone, and computer vision identifies scratches and dents to adjust the offer automatically. But ultimately, this is why the source says we're inside the shift and not at the finish line. Until that trust gap on the trade-in is closed, there will almost always be a moment of renegotiation when you get to the store.
Which brings all the dread right back. Oh, we saw your car, and unfortunately, we can't give you what the website said.
And the second that happens, the consumer feels like it was a bait and switch. All the credibility of the digital tool just collapses. That's the tension dealers are managing. If their online tool is too generous, they lose money. If it's too conservative, the customer just goes to a competitor's site. Tuning that algorithm is the new battleground.
Wow. It sounds like the job of a car dealer is changing from salesperson to more of a data analyst.
The source mentions this talent shift explicitly. The general manager of the future isn't the person who can close the toughest customer on the lot. It's the person who understands conversion funnels, API integrations, and digital merchandising strategy.
I want to zoom out for a second. We've talked about the software and the friction, but what does this do to the actual physical landscape? If deal building, the core value of the dealership, moves to the cloud, why do we need these giant lots?
That's the multi-billion dollar question, isn't it? The source definitely touches on the implications for real estate.
Mm-hmm.
Traditionally, the dealership is designed to trap you. The showroom, the waiting area, the path to the offices, it's all set up to keep you on site while they work the deal.
But if I built the deal at home, I should only be there for, what, 30 minutes?
Right. So do you still need the marble floors? Do you need the popcorn machine? Or do you just need a delivery bay? We might see a split. You could have these experience centers in malls where you just look at cars, but then fulfillment hubs out in industrial parks where you actually go to pick it up.
Kind of like the Tesla model.
It's similar,
yeah,
but applied to the existing franchise system. But then think about the inventory. If the deal is built online, customers get used to ordering exactly what they want, not just picking from what's on the lot.
I want the blue one with the sunroof. Well, we have a red one without a sunroof. Okay, I guess I'll check another dealer's website.
Precisely. So the dealer's huge inventory, which costs them a fortune in interest to maintain, suddenly becomes a liability. The revolution might lead to much leaner inventory models where dealers hold fewer cars and just swap them more efficiently.
It is fascinating that a change in how we negotiate, just moving the math from a desk to a screen, can ripple out and change the actual architecture of the buildings and the logistics of the whole supply chain.
That's why the source calls it a revolution. It's a systemic change. But I want to circle back to something we touched on, which is the consumer's responsibility in all this.
Yeah, because it sounds like it puts a lot of the work back on me. I have to be my own finance manager now.
It does. Deal building is an active verb. If you want the transparency and the control, you have to do the work. You have to understand what annual percentage rate means. You have to understand negative equity. The tool gives you all the levers, but you have to know how to pull them.
So the buyer who just wants to walk in and be told what to pay is actually at a disadvantage in this new system.
Or they'll just be the one part of the market that stays profitable for the traditional model.
Yeah.
The source sort of implies that we'll see a split. You'll have the self-service customers who build their own deals and get efficient, low-margin prices, and the full-service customers who end up paying a premium for someone to hold their hand.
That's a really important distinction. The digital revolution doesn't get rid of the old way. It just makes it a premium service. Or maybe a tax on ignorance, depending on how you see it.
I'd call it a tax on friction. If you aren't willing to engage with the digital tool, you pay for the friction of the human process.
I have to ask about the buy button. We see it in ads all the time. Buy your car online. Is that a myth? Can I actually go 100% online, have a car dropped in my driveway, and never talk to a human being?
You can, but it's still the exception, not the rule. The source emphasizes that online deal building is usually a bridge, not a teleporter. State laws often require wet signatures. Verifying identity is tricky, and honestly, most people still want to test drive the car. They want to smell it.
So the revolution isn't about getting rid of the dealership visit. It's about changing the nature of that visit.
Correct. It transforms the visit from a negotiation battle into a confirmation appointment. You're not going there to find out the price. You're going there to confirm the car is real and that the deal you built is honored.
Which puts all the pressure on the dealer to actually honor it.
And that is the friction point we're living in right now. The source warns that dealers who treat these digital deals as just another lead to be renegotiated, they are going to lose. Consumers have zero tolerance for it. If I spend 2 hours building a deal online and you try to change the price by $500 when I show up, I'm not just walking out. I'm leaving a one-star review and telling everyone I know.
The digital paper trail keeps everybody honest.
Transparency is a one-way street. Once you give the customer the data, you really can't take it back.
So where does this leave us? If we are inside the shift, how long until we're, I don't know, through the shift? 5 years? 10?
The source argues that technology is ready now. The real bottleneck is adoption and culture. But looking at the speed of change, I'd say the tipping point is close. When the majority of buyers simply refuse to engage in offline negotiation, the industry will have no choice but to standardize the digital deal.
It's basically adapt or die.
Adapt or become a used car lot, yeah. The new car franchises that thrive will be the ones that seamlessly integrate the online build with the offline experience. The ones that can just say, yep, we see the deal you build. The keys are waiting. Signed here.
That sounds absolutely utopian compared to the 4 hours I spent buying my last car.
It is efficient, but it also removes the human drama.
Yeah.
I guess some people might actually miss the thrill of the haggle.
I can safely say I won't be one of them. I will take the boring efficiency any day.
I think most people are with you on that one.
So to wrap this up for our listener who might be thinking about their next car purchase, what's the key takeaway here? When they see build your deal on a website, how should they approach it?
Treat it as a tool for truth. Use the sliders. Mm-hmm. Understand your own budget. But, and this is really key, understand that you are still inside the schist. Don't assume the deal you print out is a legally binding contract. Assume it's a very, very strong draft.
Manage your expectations.
Exactly. Print it out. Bring it with you. Use it as your baseline. Walk in and say, this is the deal I built on your website. This is what I expect. Force them to work from your data, not from a blank sheet of paper.
You shift the leverage.
That's it. You're taking that black box and you're turning on the lights.
Yeah.
And even if the process isn't perfect yet, you are walking in with more power than a car buyer has ever had before.
And that, I think, is the real revolution. It's not the software. It's the confidence you get from having the data.
Knowledge is leverage.
I want to leave everyone with one final thought the source hinted at. We talked about dealerships changing, but think about the cars themselves. As cars become more like computers, you know, software-defined vehicles, the buying process becomes more like buying software. You subscribe. You configure features. You download updates.
That's a whole other deep dive right there. The shift from ownership to usership.
Right. If I'm just subscribing to a car for 6 months, do I even need to build a deal? Or do I just click add to cart?
And if the transaction becomes that simple, the dealership as we know it might just disappear entirely.
Something to think about next time you're sitting in the F&I office waiting for the manager to finish his sandwich.
Or while you're on your iPad, just sliding that payment bar yourself.
Thanks for diving in with us. Hopefully your next deal building experience is a little less painful and a lot more transparent.
That's
we'll
right.
See you on the next one.
Drive